You're listening to the Time Hackers Podcast, where we teach you how to get more time every day. I'm Julie, your host, and we actually don't have an intro because I would never waste your time. You're listening to episode 113 of the Time Hackers Podcast as we continue our productive routines series. And today we're going to be talking all about how to create a productive routine for your business meetings. Everything that I'm about to share with you today is a part of my super refined routine to creating absolutely amazeballs meetings. That if you follow this routine, I guarantee you that you're going to be called the wizard of meetings. Every project, every single thing you're going to be trying to push forward by creating meetings that are aligned with this routine, I promise you, you're going to see results beyond your wildest dreams. Now, the reason that I know that it works is because this is the exact routine that I used to use back when I was a captain in the Israeli Defense Forces, when I had broken my back, reduced from 16 hours of work a day to 4, and I still had to attend tons of meetings. I still had to generate a tons of meetings. I still had to take care of all these things. And this is how I did it in 4 hours a day, with pushing everything forward even harder and better than what I had been doing while working 16 hours prior to that. Now, this routine has only 3 steps to it. This is not going to be anything groundbreaking in the sense that I'm not going to reveal some secret. I'm just going to give you a step-by-step breakdown of how you create the perfect meeting. And you can't go wrong with it. This is the most beautiful part. If you follow through step-by-step with what I'm about to share with you, you will succeed, I guarantee it. So let's dive right in. As I mentioned, there are 3 steps. It's a prep step, it's the meeting itself step, and it's the wrap step. So you need to prepare for a meeting and you need to prepare everyone else who is about to attend the meeting. You need to conduct the meeting and you need to close everything afterwards. So here is how you do it. In the prep phase, you need to basically give other people information. So what usually ends up happening is that you decide on the people that need to attend and what needs to be discussed during this meeting, and you write them an email, you invite them to this scheduled calendar event, right? And in the best of cases, you happen to write a few bullet points of what we're going to discuss. Well, here is the trick. When you invite people, I want you to think through if all these people actually have to attend the meeting itself. Sometimes you invite people just because you need a certain input from them. So they don't actually need to attend 45 or 60 minutes of a meeting just to be able by the end of it to say, yeah, we can do it. It's just silly. So if you already know what you need to ask those people, usually these are very specific specialists. So these can be your tech guys, these can be your marketing advisors or consultants, whatever. You can just ask them what you need from them prior to the meeting, already have an input from them. And then if you need during the meeting, you can always call them, but you don't actually need to invite them. In this way, A, you're above your game. You always know what's going on. You're always in control. And B, because there are less people that will come, those people that you told them, well, if you give me this answer, you don't need to come to the meeting, they will respect you because you don't waste their time. And it will be a lot easier to find a time that works for less people that actually need to attend. Because if you have 20 people and all their calendars need to align, or just 10 people, it's a whole different story. So A, figure out who really needs to be at this meeting and who do you need just to ask a simple question. Now, if there are people that need to attend just to monitor that everything that you talk about is actually plausible, possible. So when you prep for a meeting, you need to decide who needs to be there. You need to decide what you're going to be talking about. And I mean like every single item on your list, you need to write it and you need to send it to all the people that you invite so they all can know and prepare. Now, if you need some of them to come with certain documents, or you need them to do some research beforehand, or you need anyone basically to do prep work aside from yourself, you need to write it to them specifically. This way, when you start the meeting, you're already in there. You don't need to start explaining everyone what are we here for, what are we going to be discussing. They already know. Give them the info beforehand. They will be grateful because they would actually feel on top of their game because they attend and they can just jump into the conversation. You will spend a lot less time on these meetings, which makes everyone respect you because you don't waste their time. And see, well, you actually can come to conclusions if everyone comes prepared, right? So far at the prep phase, we have knowing who needs to come, what you're going to be talking about, what are the points that you need to decide on, and what people need to be prepared for. On top of that, you need to include a timetable. And why is that important? Well, think of it this way. Let's say that you need certain people, certain professionals to attend your meeting, but they can't attend for the full hour or hour and a half that you've scheduled the meeting for. But you need them at a very specific point at the discussion because you need their very specific input. If they know when this specific point of the discussion takes place, they can attend without you having to rearrange the schedule for the meeting all the freaking time. So this actually helps both you and them. Again, they respect you. You don't waste their time. You can do this in a far bigger window of opportunity on your calendar, blah, blah, blah. Everybody wins. Aside from that, if people know the timetable, they realize that you're not actually inviting them for an hour meeting because this is what people usually do. This is a convention. No, you have a full hour of content. And when you write the timetable for your meeting, it will actually help you figure out exactly what you need to talk about, what people need to prepare, and it will help you and the other people on this meeting to come prepared and jump start your meeting. Plus, oftentimes when you write a timetable, you realize that you don't actually need a full hour to have this meeting. You can handle it in 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, whatever it is. Don't feel obligated to follow with the 1 hour convention because, well, to be quite frank, if you can do two meetings that last 30 minutes each and they bring you more success, everybody wins. Again, the final thing that you need to do is to actually follow through. Now, usually we send an invite to a meeting and then the next time that we talk to these people is at the meeting. I want you to follow through with them. I want you to send them an email asking, hey guys, is everyone ready? John, do you have everything that I asked you to prepare? Did you do your research? Is everything okay? Can I help you with anything? Don't come from a place of, oh, I'm the big boss and I'm gonna, like, this is my meeting and I just need to know that you guys are A-okay. No, ask them if they need help. Ask them if perhaps they have questions, because sometimes, especially when you do something like this, especially when you give people a proper prep for a meeting, they're not used to seeing that. They sometimes have a question and they don't feel comfortable asking it. Give them a place where they can ask questions. Give them a place where you can make sure that they come prepared. Because after all, this is your meeting and this is your responsibility. But you actually need those other people to come and be on your side. So you want to be a nice guy. This sums up the prep phase. So basically, you gave them intel. You told them, okay, this is the meeting. This is what we want to talk about. This is why we're talking about it, because here are our goals. This is what we need to extract from this meeting. Here is why I'm inviting you, because we're going to be talking about A, B, and C in this timetable. And here is the homework that I need you to do prior to that. And then follow through with them and make sure that they actually do their homework. Now we enter the second level, the second phase, the phase of the meeting itself. First of all, come at least 5 minutes before you start. You want to make sure that the gear is working. If you're presenting something, you want to make sure that there is a bottle of water, that there are glasses, that everything is prepared, just so once the clock hits this time that you've invited everyone to come and attend your meeting, you can actually start. You don't want to be the person that didn't make sure that there's internet connection when you need something from the internet. You don't want them to perceive you as the person that stalls them. You need to be the one pushing everything forward all the time. From this point forward, once the meeting starts, all you need to do is actually exactly like the routine we talked about for your phone call meetings. So you start by reminding everyone why you're here, what you're about to talk about, what is the timetable, how much time each person has to talk about their things, which will make it a lot more concise and will reduce this meaningless small talk that you don't actually need during your meeting. And then you start to follow through with the timetable and with everything. So everyone came prepared and you can just start rolling. You need to actually be conducting this meeting. So you need to be in control. And if you see that someone is going overboard with the time that you gave them, or if someone is drifting from the topic that you want to be talking about, you need to be prepared to tell them, you know what, this is very interesting, but today we're not talking about it. So I'm going to make a note here and you and I can talk about it later, or we can summon a meeting about this in a different day. But today, this is not in our scope. And you need to be prepared to do that, because this is what makes the difference between a long, boring, useless meeting to a really focused thing that pushes everything forward. And finally, you need to be with your eye on the clock. You need to make sure that you're within the timetable, because if you set a timetable and no one's sticking to it, well, it doesn't mean much now, does it? No one will trust you. No one will believe you next time you send it to them. So you really need to follow through with your responsibility as the conductor of the meeting. At the half point, at the 75% point, and 5 minutes before the meeting ends, you need to remind everyone where you're at. So, okay, we talked about A, B, and C, and now we're about to enter D. Or, okay, so we have agreed on da-da-da-da-da. And move forward. You need to remind them what you've been talking about. You need to kind of bring them back into the reality of the meeting. And you also need to remind them, okay, guys, we have only 5 minutes left. This is what we have left on the timetable. This is what I want us to talk about right now. And this is kind of, and they listen to it and they say, oh, okay, so let's do it together. You kind of make them a part of your cause. And the final thing that you need to do during the meeting, either yourself or ask someone else to keep track of everything that you agree on, everything that you say, oh, we need to check on whatever. Keep track of all these things so you can follow through with it later, because this is what transforms you from the meeting phase to the wrap phase. And this is what comes next. The final third step of the perfect meeting routine is the wrap. This is where you make sure that all you talked about, everything that you wanted to cover, is covered. And if not, you need to create a sequence meeting, or you need to just go and have, you know, a 5 minute talk with the relevant people and just close the deal, seal the deal. You want to send everyone the summary of the meeting with the tasks that are relevant for them. So you write a summary, you create a table of all the tasks for everyone, like what we need to do, why we need to do it, what's the time limit, and who is the responsible person to do this. You send it to everyone, and in each email for each person, you highlight for them what are their tasks. Never, ever think that people are going to go through 3 pages of tasks just to look for their own tasks. They won't do it. Nobody has time for you, admit it. So just take and highlight the things that are relevant for them, and this will increase the chances for them actually to do this. And of course, afterwards, set in your calendar milestones for receiving all these tasks that you have just written down in the summary and sent for everyone, and follow through. Make sure that they do it. Ask them if they need help. Ask them, how are they doing? Do they need more time? Is everything set? Don't wait to meet on your next meeting and just to find out that no one did anything. Be responsible and follow through. This is your wrap phase. So, to summarize, we have 3 phases, the prep, the meeting, and the wrap. During the prep, you basically give everyone the information, you give them everything they need to know to come to the meeting and just jump into things. During the meeting, you make sure that you stay on track, that you talk about all the things that you wanted to talk about, and that you have the results that you wanted to. And during the wrap phase, you make sure that all the homework gets done and that things actually move forward. This is everything for today, guys. I hope this was helpful. If you have any questions, write them down below in the comment section. I would be happy to answer them. And I will see you next time. Till next time, keep calm and hack time.